coming up this season on The Bachelorette.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, welcome to the finale episode of The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony. This is Tony from the Red Beard Podcast, and I'm joined with my wife, Becca. What's up?
Hey, I'm trying to make it so we have like a silent podcast because we don't want to wake up our baby. She's an infant. She needs to sleep because if she doesn't, she turns into a very scary little woman. So... I'm just going to try to keep my voice down as much as I can.
I love how we just sound like so tired, like with
every week.
Yeah.
And poor people who listen are probably like, what's wrong with these people? Like, am I listening on the slow version of the podcast? Nope. You're on the regular version.
Unless
you want me to speed it up, then I can definitely speed it up.
And if you don't understand, have a kid and then you'll understand how.
Yeah. People without kids are still tired as well.
But. Oh God. It's ridiculous. Anyway, finale.
We have stuff like The Bachelor to get us through and The Bachelorette. Big shout out to Hannah. I thought that this was a great season.
Mm-hmm.
As I always kind of feel like with The Bachelorettes, they are always given a crop of creeps, like guys who just want to be famous.
Crop of creeps. All right.
Guys who want that Instagram money, just like the ladies that go on The Bachelor. But I have to say there were some definite standouts, and those standouts did make it to the end. People like Tyler, America's sweetheart. As I tweeted, Tyler is kind of like what we all think Ryan Gosling is like, but he's really like that in real life. You know, Ryan Gosling, we all think, oh, what's this shirt made out of? Oh, boyfriend material. Like, that's Tyler. Especially like when he would greet Hannah and be like, hey girl, like people love Tyler. And then there was Peter the pilot, who got it on in the windmill. We'll never look at windmills the same again.
Apparently 4 times.
The windmill. I know, that was so weird. And his mom cheering on basically like his penis, which I thought was so awkward at the after the final rose. And obviously Peter fell, for those who are listening, obviously you know by now because this is so late that we're putting this out there, but you know the outcome of The Bachelorette and what the season has given us for the ending. But Peter really genuinely seemed pretty sad for not getting to the finals, really.
Yeah, but he also wears his heart on his sleeve. He's one of those guys that, like, you know, you kind of, what you see is what you get. So I think... You know, he genuinely...
You think he's what you see is what you get? I think he came off a little phony baloney at times.
Yeah, but I think like towards the end, like once you got to hometowns, like you got to see that like what you thought was kind of, you know, the smile that I thought was a little kind of creepy is just him, actually. Like that's just his family, and they're like a really close family. And
it's just
that's who he is. So once that's kind of established, you just become... I became a bigger fan of Peter, so I genuinely felt bad for him when he did, things did not go the way that he thought they were going.
I mean, look at this guy. He's already very successful pilot. He drives a sick car. He would make a great candidate for The Bachelor if there wasn't already some great candidates in front of him. He's never going to be The Bachelor.
And apparently he was sought out, so.
That's what's so weird about shows like this now. It's like... Casting people used to put it out there like, hey, you know, you want to be the next Bachelor or Bachelorette, apply online, send us a video. And that's how some people still get on. But there's this other way to get on now, and that's through Instagram or social media, where you're literally recruited in a way.
Right.
And Peter, I'm sure that's the last we're ever going to really see of him. Unless you follow him on social media, he'll probably be hawking some kind of watch skinny green tea or whatever it is that he'll get some Instagram money for. But unfortunately, I think the next time we'll see Peter is if we board an American Airlines flight.
Gotcha.
Overall, really good last week of the show. I think really good. I like that the show's now embracing social media. And why I say that is they're embracing the rumors.
Mm-hmm.
They're embracing the Jed stuff. If it wasn't for Reality Steve and People Magazine sort of breaking that news, they would never have had an explosive ending as they did. I mean, the ending could have been very buttoned up if the Jed stuff never came out. Oh, Hannah chose Jed. They're going to live happily ever after.
And it would have been kind of like an Ari type deal where that was like, what?
It turned into an Ari type deal.
Yeah.
Ari handled it much better than I guess in this case Jed did. Jed came off like looking like such a douchebag from beginning to end. And, you know, even in that final moment of when she chose him and when it was, he's like, Hannah, will you marry me? Like, just the way he said it was so disingenuous. And then,
of course, he had to bring his stupid guitar. And it's like, dude, leave the guitar at home. Like, we get it. You're, you know, a musician. And I know you want to try to incorporate that into everything. And it's funny. I think, I don't know if I would have noticed this if we didn't know what the rumors are ahead of time. But, you know, so you tend to kind of look for things once you know that, like, it's not going to work out is... When they got married and engaged. You know, Hannah is like, you know,
when they got engaged, you mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah. When they got engaged, when Hannah was just kind of like, you know, they're dancing like, Mr. Right, that stupid song, you know, she goes, we're engaged. And all of a sudden he's like, yeah, we're engaged. Like he just did not seem like he gave a shit that they were engaged. And for me, I feel like as a guy who has been there, you definitely are going to be a lot more excited that you're engaged. And it's like, okay, well, maybe he feels awkward in front of the camera.
Right. One could argue that it's a big life moment that you feel overwhelmed by. And then you add in a camera crew and national television. And that is enough to throw you off. But as we know, what we know about Jed now.
Yeah.
Jed is just another guy looking for an opportunity.
But I think like, dude, if you honestly thought this was your opportunity to make something of your career, he played it completely wrong. Like, dude, once you made it all the way to the end, you know that all the people are probably going to find out about this like at some point. So that's going to make you look like a douchebag. If you're going to bring up anything about your music career, please don't say that you're most jacked up about the fact or proud of the fact that like you came up with the jingle for a dog food commercial. I mean, dude, that was probably the worst thing you could have done because people jumped all over that. They found the commercial. They found the jingle. That sucked. I'm sorry, dude. It was awful.
Well, I mean, if you don't have anything else, right? Like, if you're constantly...
Don't bring that up.
If you're constantly hustling, like, in Nashville, and, you know, you're constantly just performing, and that is what your big highlight is, then you got to put it out there. I mean, Hannah's dad definitely smelled the BS.
Well, yeah, I mean...
He sniffed it right out.
But that's what dads do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're a dad now, so it's just another six... It's just like a sixth sense you get as soon as you
I sniff out the BS, but it's usually because she actually did shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, honestly... I mean,
very true.
Yeah, I mean, no, I think it's... I think he was... I like Hannah's dad. I think he's, you know, he's a no-bullshit guy. He gets right to the point. He's
going
to tell
it like
it is. You know, but here's the thing. I mean... You know, we get to, you know, the final ceremony. Peter goes home heartbroken. And then, you know, obviously she chooses Jed. That doesn't work out. And then she gets the opportunity to talk to Jed again. And I thought she was a pretty class act about it. He admitted he still had feelings. She's like, I don't. Sorry. Like, it's not going to work out. We're broken up.
As a woman, after you hear, no matter if you're engaged or not, after you hear all the stuff, like, that you were totally played.
Yeah, it's a trust issue.
Automatically it's like you got to get out of my face, and things just felt like they just kept getting worse. And I know I always quote Reality Steve when we talk on this podcast, but he actually well, his fans or the people sent him some stuff, which was Jed's roommates or Jed's friends were like gloating at the fact that like Jed's out of the relationship now. They were like so happy for him, and it just seems like Jed surrounds himself with a group of douchebags, group of jerks. Like the type of crew you don't want to like really hang out with.
Right.
And so
it's like guilty by association.
Yeah, but I think from beginning to end, Jed just was never a good guy.
Yeah, and then like having girls back at the apartment after it's over,
that's why he's engaged.
Yeah,
Hannah.
It's so weird.
Yeah. I think at this point, Hannah just looks so much better. I mean, she comes out on top. Like, she never has to look like she feels like she looked like the fool because she didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
She, like, really stood her ground and, you know, she's flicking the ring around and you're like, take the ring off, take the ring off. And she did. Poor Neil Lane. He's, like, lately 0-2 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Except maybe the Paradise Rings maybe worked out last summer. Oh, yeah, because Goose and Crystal worked out.
Crystal, yeah.
Yeah. But all in all, I mean, now then Tyler comes out and, hey, you want to get a drink? Sure. And And then you skip to those pictures of them. So what ended up happening was Tyler went to Hannah's place and
stayed the night.
How convenient. There was some photos of them exchanging numbers or whatever they were exchanging. Who knows?
Yeah.
And now skip to tonight.
This is interesting.
Got some tea on this. So for those, you have to know who the Hadid sisters are at this point. I mean, that just sounded like such a douchey thing for me to say. You have to know who the Hadid sisters are. But there is Bella and Gigi Hadid. They are supermodels. They are beautiful. They were walk the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Gigi has a history of dating Zayn from One Direction. And remember the guy from Dancing with the Stars, Corey Simpson?
Oh, my God. Cody?
Cody Simpson. Yes.
Yeah. Surfboard. That's a stupid song.
She dated him back in the day. He's like the Australian Justin Bieber, right? So, skip two, Gigi kind of like, I don't know, shooted her shot a little bit for Tyler because she obviously watches the show and was like, hey, I'm all about this guy. And I think he was like online flirting back. Well, apparently the two of them were spotted grabbing drinks tonight at the Soho House in New York City. So, just a few days ago, Tyler maybe getting it in with Hannah, drink leading to a little bit more. But then skip two, like with an international supermodel. Not bad for just another guy from Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, though. It's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I feel about that because there's two ways to look at it. Like, one, you're on a show, which obviously wrapped up like 2 months ago. And by the way, I just want to say I wish when I had seen Hannah and Jed in Boston, I could have been like, he has a girlfriend, but I how was I supposed to know?
Too
but anyway,
bad. You would have been on TV.
It would have been hilarious. Well, anyway, but then
and you're short.
Yeah. Oh my God, they're so short. But I mean, so you get this like 2 months ago. You know, Tyler is ready to get down on one knee and literally propose to Hannah.
Sure.
And all of a sudden,
How about when he said, "This isn't it"?
Yeah, yeah.
That made me so sad.
Yeah, no, it was pretty bad. And then. It doesn't work out and you find out down the line that Jed's a piece of shit and Hannah, basically says that she still has kind of feelings for Tyler. So he's in a position where like, okay, well, obviously if this is what it took for her to find out that I was the right guy, then I'm kind of glad it happened. And he kind of, you know, reconnects with her and, you know, they kind of pick up where they left off and possibly, you know, he's ready to get down on one knee again. Like, that's one way it could go. Then there's the other option where, you know, maybe he's kind of like definitely still interested in Hannah, but actually feels kind of like he was second best. You know what I mean? And it's kind of getting like, you know, sloppy seconds in a sense. So, I mean, I understand why he might be getting drinks with this other girl. And I really don't know what him and Hannah kind of talked about and what the status of their relationship is, if they're exclusive or if they just hooked up, but it's just kind of odd. It's like, all right, well, if you have the chance to date this girl that you were obviously very close to being engaged to, and then we see that you're getting drinks with a supermodel. I don't know, dude, it kind of changes my perception of,
who
Tyler is, you know, like I mean, I don't know. It's just
now
odd.
We don't know.
It's,
this is but I said I don't reports.
Yeah, exactly.
About
and
Tyler
I don't really
Gigi.
Right. And I honestly don't. If that's the case, it just kind of weirds me out. But if
they
don't know,
just,
it's weird, man.
I know that he's really based in New York, so they could have just been at the same places at the same time, and it was just coincidence. But I mean, the fact that she kind of put it out there a while ago, like that she was like kind of into him. Then it seems a little bit fishy.
And they could have also been, something where, you know, in the time that, you know, they had stopped filming, you know, maybe Tyler and her had kind of like talked about meeting up to get drinks anyway.
Yeah, and
then
again,
that actually just came to fruition.
Bad for a random dude from Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah, but also he's gotten a ton of exposure and people have gotten to see who he is. So he's not just a random guy anymore.
Big time. He won the Bachelorette at the end of the day. isn't that interesting too? I've always found it funny when people say I won, and Hannah mentioned that when she was talking to Jed. She used to say how he'd be on the phone saying I won. And it's not, I know it's not a game show. Like it's supposed to be a show where people find love. Yeah. Did you win love and a what, like a future wife? Sure, I guess. But I understand what she means. The language is always so weird.
Yeah.
Calling them contestants is funny and it feels weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get why, you know, what was in the language with her. There's been some reports, too, that maybe they'd give her another shot as the Bachelorette one day. I don't think that's necessary. No. As much as we like Hannah, give somebody else a shot. We don't need a take two of Hannah Brown.
Yeah, no, I'm already all set with Hannah. It was like, it was getting kind of, I don't know, just like.
Well, she was in the press so much over the last week. I mean, she did every single interview with every single outlet over the, you know, and if I, too bad I'm not working right now. I would have tried a little harder to get her on with me, but you'd want to ask somebody like that. So what question are you sick of asking or being asked? You'd want to know what that one question is, and I'm sure that there are a series of questions. But yeah, I mean, good overall season. It's sad. It really is a sad commentary on on our watching when people like that, like a Jed, makes it on a show like that, and instead of saying, "Hey, you know, I was involved with this girl," he just let it go.
Well, I was afraid of actually you would get scared and run away. Yeah, well, dude, that's honestly stupid. What happened in the end anyway. I think it's dumb that he didn't think it was going to actually come out in some way. And the fact that he's like, oh, it wasn't a relationship, but it's like, dude, you took her to meet your parents. Like, you slept with her more than once.
And
like,
that's why
you said you loved her. Like, dude, come on.
His family was so weirded out by everything. And, like, now it makes sense. And that's what Hannah said. Hannah really was good about representing the audience. Because she was saying a lot of the stuff that I think everybody was thinking during that sort of awkward one-on-one. Nothing will ever be as awkward as the Ari and Becca situation.
Oh, yeah, that was super weird.
I mean, the double camera thing and the just leave and he's not leaving. Like, that, nothing will ever be that cringeworthy again. The Jed and Hannah thing, it was cringy, but it wasn't nearly as bad.
Yeah, no.
But moving on.
Yeah, I mean, I think Chris Harrison, though, he is this guy. I don't know, man. Like, I've had my theories about Chris Harrison. Like, you know how, like, so we were talking about this today, like, Big Poppy, right?
Yeah.
Like, so he's on billboards and he's kind of got, like, the thumbs up and, like, you know, I'm going to be at Foxwoods forever. And it's, like, it's cool. And I'm sure that was shot before all that stuff went down in Dominican, wherever he was. But it's, like, he kind of just comes off as, like, when you find out he kind of had like a side piece, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You
know, it's like, allegedly he had a mistress.
Whatever. I mean, that kind of puts him in a different light. And it's like, for some reason, like, I was thinking about this today. Like, I feel like Chris Harrison might, imagine, dude, if he came out as like, just kind of like this weird guy. I mean, he's,
it would have come out already. Think about it. No, I mean, 24 seasons of hosting a show.
Yeah,
right?
Man. Yeah, he seems to be a stand-up dude, but it's just funny.
And like, I find it hard to believe that he's never hit on somebody
or slept with
a contestant.
Yeah,
I find it really hard to believe that. But then again, I mean, who knows? He could just be a real good guy who just comes out randomly. Collects a paycheck, wears
just
a suit.
Just like random name, like, you know, what happens in his trailer, you know, like they're done doing the deed and he's like, Kristen, I'm sorry. To take a moment, pick up your clothes, say goodbye.
To my peepee.
Like, how does that go?
I don't know. But speaking of saying goodbye to peepees, I don't know. This is a really weird transition.
That was a really weird
Bachelor in Paradise is almost paradise.
Yeah, that's going to be awkward, man. Okay. Well, it's just like, I don't know. That show is just, it's turning into just a huge soap opera. That's what they make it out to be.
I mean, it was always supposed to be that way.
But yeah, they really, really, like,
I'm still.
You said they do the two drink, what is it, like, you get a minimum, which I think is BS.
I think that they threw that out the window. They're like, it's been enough time. The public doesn't remember.
Yeah.
I don't get the John Paul Jones thing still.
Well, we get to see a shade of him, I think, in the Men Tell All, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, but I just don't get why people like him so much. But
I think we're going to get to see more of him in Bachelor in Paradise. Well, yeah,
he won't have a ton of clothes on, so we will see more of him.
Yeah, and he was crying in the previews, so that's interesting. Yeah. So was Blake.
It's sad that people like Derek come back. I think I said this in a previous podcast, like when they've already gotten engaged, like when Ben Higgins was on Winter Games, it just felt so desperate and sad, and clearly they needed a paycheck.
Well, it's obviously these people are, you know, bringing them. Yeah. I mean, they're bringing in money for them, I guess.
His ex Taylor is doing well. She has a new boyfriend. She's dating somebody.
Oh, good for her.
And, but yeah, Demi is gonna, has a lover who is a lady that we will meet.
That's something we haven't seen yet.
As the season goes on, which I look forward to that. I love the cast introductions. They're so funny. Ridiculous. And so corny.
Oh my God.
Like there was this one girl, Jane, who was like eating the hot sauce. And I'm like, who is this bitch? Like, where did she come from?
She walked down the stairs.
Tasia with her huge boobs coming down those steps. And Kaylin's going to be on. And I know you just said it turns into, I mean, it's always been a soap opera. I just love Bachelor in Paradise. It is the most mindless hour, two hours of television. And it's good because it's the end of the summer. We're all winding down.
Yeah, but it's Mondays and Tuesdays. So.
Getting ready to get back to their routines. And there is something about Bachelor in Paradise. I just love it so much. It's so great. It really is. It's so dumb, but it's so good.
And it's usually, there's no like end game too. It's not like, oh, it's one person against everybody else. Yeah. It's like, let's just see which relationships make it out of here.
Exactly.
That's basically all it is. You know what I mean? So.
And just a lot of sloppy kissing in pools.
And I'm actually looking forward to seeing Jordan again. Because I think he's on.
He comes back for a little while, right? He does something.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think he's funny.
No, you're looking forward to Annalise, your girl.
Yeah, she's coming back too?
I think so, yeah.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome. I love
you
Annalise.
You love Annalise.
Dude, Annalise is, I think she's gorgeous. I don't know. Yeah, she's a little crazy. She's a little bit older. But I mean, like, dude, she just needs to meet a good dude. That's all.
Yeah, but she's not on that island.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only good dude is Wells, and he's engaged to that chick from Modern Family.
Well, you never know, man. I mean, there might be some dude that kind of turns it around. Who knows? But we'll see what happens. I just hope she makes it out of... I just hope she finds a good dude, man. I think deep down she's a good girl, but we'll see.
And also...
I'm rooting for her.
I just don't get why Bibiana keeps coming back. What is
because that's
about?
All she's got. I mean,
yeah, but why does the franchise love her so much? I mean, like, she's cool, I guess, but, like, I can think of other people who are more fun to watch on TV.
I never understood the Bibiana thing. I just never got it. I thought she was annoying in the first time, and then she came back. And
she's on Winter Games, and now she's going to be back on Bachelor in Paradise. It's like, dude, give it up.
Yeah, well,
is it because she lives in Florida and maybe it's not that far of a flight, so they're like, yeah, we'll just throw her on there.
Yeah,
it's,
but then again, I mean,
cheap.
These people are, you know, some are fan favorites to some extent, and people want to watch them. So, hey, if it makes good TV, they're going to bring them back.
There was also somebody said this. So Clay is going to be on. Clay was on Becca's season, former NFL athlete, ended up dating, oh, I can't remember her name, but she had that There was a girl who was on Bachelor in Paradise last summer. She had that long, beautiful hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about. I can't think of her name. But anyway, Clay ended up dating her.
Okay.
They broke up. So now Clay's on Bachelor in Paradise. So somebody said, oh, wouldn't it be interesting to see if Clay ended up as the Bachelor? Because by the time Bachelor in Paradise is over, Mike might not be fresh in our minds.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody like a Clay would be.
Yeah.
So that was thrown out as maybe a Bachelor possibility. The Bachelor starts filming in 7 weeks.
Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to me.
I feel like they're doing this a lot faster than they used to.
You know what? It might feel that way, but we forget that filming takes a little while. Like, filming, I mean, not that long. These people just know each other 2 months, and they're like, yeah, let's get engaged, which is always so silly.
Not to mention that, you know, we're basically preoccupied with Bachelor in Paradise, which we didn't used to have.
Exactly.
There's always some Bachelor format going on.
Well, they whet our appetites with that. They like distract us with, it's Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah. Like, don't pay no attention to the fact that we don't have Bachelor or Bachelorette on right now.
Pay no attention to the Bachelor behind the curtain. Yeah.
There's going to be somebody behind the curtain, I'm sure. But I look forward to Bachelor in Paradise and overall good season of The Bachelorette.
Hell yeah. So we will.
Hell yes.
Hell yes. Make sure you guys catch up with us for, you know, obviously the Bachelor After Party for Bachelor in Paradise.
And follow us on social media too at Becca Berger, BekahBerger, and
Redbeard Podcast. Check that out. And Nerd Ruckus. That's my other podcast that you guys might like if you're into kind of nerd culture. But good stuff there. So we will catch you guys for Bachelor in Paradise. And with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Tuesday night. And you can find us on Anchor, iTunes, and any of your podcast listening platforms.